The two sides begin to exchange shots as the Continentals move past you from the base of the terrace. When they are nearly on top of each other near the road, reportedly 12 yards apart, each lets loose a volley in a merging sheet of flame. About this time, Continental Cavalry under Lieutenant Colonel William Washington, third cousin to George, leap a ravine across Reedy Fork Road, gallop to New Garden Road, and charge into the vale left to right. North Carolina and Virginia militia cavalry that had been posted across New Garden join in. The most vicious fighting of the day, as violent as any in the Revolutionary War, happens all around you. Lines break down into a general melee. Brutal personal combat occurs between two of the most experienced infantry regiments of the time and Washington's veteran cavalry. In a famous example, British Lieutenant Colonel James Stewart of the Guards sees a clump of Marylanders led by Captain John Smith killing many of his troops. This is the Stewart of the Monument and Sword mentioned earlier. Stewart rushes through the melee and thrusts his short sword at Smith. However, his foot catches on the man Smith just killed, and he comes down on the body with one knee. Smith has time to shift to the right and raise his left arm out of the way of the blade, though its handguard brushes his chest. Smith pivots and swipes Stewart to the ground with his sword, killing him. Guards come to Stewart's defense, Smith's sergeant kills one, and Smith drops a second, but a third fires point blank into the back of Smith's head. Smith's men drag him away. Fortunately for him, the gun only had buckshot loaded, so he lives to tell the story. A later business partner recorded it in a letter.
Among the Virginia cavalrymen is Peter Francisco, a former Continental Army soldier whose large frame leads to large legends about him after the war, mostly untrue. Years later, he writes that he is wounded in the thigh by a bayonet from the knee to the socket of the hip, but he goes on to kill 2 to 4 redcoats, he says, and wound many others. A lieutenant in his company confirmed, "When leaving the battleground, Francisco was very bloody, but also was his sword from point to hilt." Francisco's wound disabled him for life.
British General O'Hara, already wounded in his thigh at the second line, is shot in the chest and falls from his horse. His men rally around him and press the Marylanders briefly, but the latter form into a semblance of a line and charge, driving the redcoats back. The British are pressed on 3 sides, by the 2nd Maryland angling in from your right and the cavalry to the front in your left. With most of their officers on the ground, the British begin backing out of the vale. Walk back to New Garden Road near the third line marker and scroll down to the next audio clip.